Let's talk some Alabama Crimson Tide football as we open up the 6 o'clock hour, 205-342-9904. If you're headed to downtown Northport, remember Dickens Downtown happening there. You're not going to be able to get through, so you need to take an alternate plan. If you need to travel that direction, many people go that direction to the western and northern part of the county. So if you're thinking about it, Dickens Downtown. We'll be with you all the way until 7 o'clock. Tide 100.9 as we open up this program. Tuscaloosa Toyota powers the program each and every day, 3325 Skyland Boulevard, and online at TuscaloosaToyota.com. The Toyotathon is happening right now. If you're looking for some of those new 2022 Tundras, Tacomas, the Tundras have not arrived yet, but they're coming in the next few days. They will be at Tuscaloosa Toyota. If you're looking for Camry, Corolla, Highlander, RAV4, 4Runner, pre-owned inventory, you can view all that inventory online at TuscaloosaToyota.com and 3325 Skyland Boulevard. Go over and see the great sales staff, the service department, always top-notch. We'd love for you to jump in at 205-342-9904. We're going to be handing out some Crow. I see Mitchell up here on the call board. And we've got a line waiting on you, Danny G. Foley. Danny, good afternoon, man. Where are you? How are you?
I am doing wonderful, man. Down here in Foley, Alabama, I've been on a restaurant tour, checking everything out down.
Okay. So, like, what's the best food that you've had?
Best food? I don't know if I've had the best food yet, but I hadn't had time to. I hadn't been to a lot of places, but I went and got some raw oysters today, Fowler. Do you like raw oysters?
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah. You put them on a saltine cracker and a little bit of hot sauce. Oh, yeah. I'm in. I like them fried. I like them baked, Rockefeller style.
Where did you go?
Do what?
Where did you go to get these oysters?
Yeah. Where did you go?
A chain you?
Well, I'm down. Like I said, I'm down here in Foley, so I mean, I had to go less than 2 miles, probably about 2 miles from my house. I just went to the local shrimp basket down here.
That ain't it.
I know. I'm still on tour. I'm still searching.
Over to the Causeway to get you some good seafood, my friend.
Where's that at?
The Causeway?
That's the cutoff between Mobile and
yeah, it's Baldwin the only other County. Way to get to Mobile across the bay without taking the interstate.
There you go.
Oh yeah, okay.
I mean, and go find you and there's some great seafood between Mobile and Dolphin Island. It's kind of the off the beaten path. There's some pretty solid places down through there that you will find. It's kind of like just getting out in the country and find you a place. What does that guy call us from Gulf Shores? From Dolphin Island. He's a farmer. I've got his name written down. But anyway, go down and find you some good food, man. You'll love it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm on tour. We just went for a quick lunch today. Wanted some oysters, but I need to hook up, get up with Kit Kat, and I'm sure she could tell me some good places down this way.
Yeah, can we broadcast from your house?
Can we stay with you? I mean,
is it okay?
I got 4 bedrooms down here. Come on down. We got plenty of room.
Okay. And we'll do like a remote from Danny G. I just want to put this out there, because now you're living so close to the beach, you're going to find cousins that you didn't even know that you had. I mean, they're going to be people that's going to come out of the woodworks, man. They're going to be looking.
Especially with the prices of the hotels and motels down here now. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So.
You ain't lying. Let me ask you about. I didn't get to hear all the picks today because I was on tour. And
what are we picking?
I mean, all your show, excuse me. But I was wanting to know if Dawson won the score contest, because he usually goes real high on all of them.
We will announce that tomorrow. But
My bad.
I mean, do you think that you think Dawson should? I mean, were you close? Gavin is Dolphin Island. And matter of fact, he had a pretty solid prediction, too. He had Alabama 25-19, so that's solid. But,
yeah.
I mean, you were 34. Yeah, you nailed Georgia, but
Georgia.
Dawson's closer. He's really good. Yeah, he's really
good. Dawson usually goes high, and you know, like you always say, Saban always makes him look a lot smarter. He really is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah, they really do. I mean, he's so.
And I hadn't heard much show, but has Rich called in from Georgia and give the state of the Georgia fans?
Yeah, I've been looking for Rich. Rich,
you Rich, where you come on? Give us an update. Do we have any bridge jumpers?
I would love to know what the local climate is over there. I really would. I'd like to hear what exactly the dog fans, because, you know, like you said, bridge jumpers.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm telling you, Saban is in his brain. I mean, who do you give credit to, Kirby, or do you give credit to offensive coordinator? I mean,
Kirby is, he's got a little pressure on him. He's got a little pressure on him.
That's right. Because being number one and then he was worried about losing Alabama. I'm telling you, it's not going to be fun over there. And they probably got their hands full with Michigan coming up. But let me ask you this before I get off. Now, are we going to be getting any injured Alabama players back for the playoffs that we've had this year?
I mean, I don't know. You know, injuries are so hard to report because you got to get somebody to go on record because it's just hard. It's the same thing with you. Danny, go to the doctor. All right? You get a report. Go to the next doctor. You get a different report. Well, that's how hard injuries are to report from a, you know, that perspective. So, do I think that Alabama will get some guys back? Who they will be? I mean, I think we can, you know, kind of predict. You see the post about Chris Allen. And, you know, when these things start coming up for me, I think about Christian Miller and I think about Terrell Lewis, who busted their butt in 2017. They got hurt against Florida State over to Atlanta, and then we went back to Atlanta. And if you remember, Terrell Lewis made the stop that forced Georgia to kick a field goal, and then we beat them with a 41-yard reception, second and 26 from Devontae Smith.
Is he the one that said that, I just flipped the light switch on? Was that the one that said that?
That was the guy. That was the guy. Terrell Lewis and Christian Miller. But Christian, you know, Christian had hurt. Terrell had an elbow. And I'm trying to think what Christian had as far as an injury. But both of them got hurt against Florida State. That number one against
Florida State. Early season, first game. Yeah.
And so they were able
to
work.
Ankle for Christian.
Was it Christian? Was it
one of them got, wasn't that an elbow, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Terrell Lewis, because don't you remember he had the big old brace on and he would always wear that. I don't know the exact injury from Christian, but both of them busted their butt to get back, and they made significant contributions.
And one other thing, I just thought, have you looked at Cincinnati's schedule, that all the teams they've played this year?
It is just it's – it's really amazing.
Don't
start, Danny.
Don't start.
Bite your tongue. Bite your tongue. Well,
they do look good passing. They're pretty good at passing what I've seen. But that schedule is kind of weak.
Repeat after me.
More rat poison?
No, I, Danny G. Have a
Foley.
And we're going to use Nick Saban verbiage to describe this. Have a tremendous amount of respect for Cincinnati.
Have a tremendous amount of respect. If I can spit it out.
Yeah, and Nick Saban always says this word. They have tremendous number of players. You know, they have great players.
Great players, and tremendous amount of great players.
And he always says tremendous amount of respect. We have a tremendous amount. So Cincinnati, we have a tremendous amount of respect. Now, are they the Bengals or the Bearcats? Which one are they?
Bearcats, I think. Bearcats. The yummy Bearcats, yes.
Oh, so they're not the Joe Burrow and the Bengals that we're playing? I thought. You mean the Bearcats? Never mind. We don't have any respect. Okay, look at. Oh, my heavens. Because trust me, I don't remember the schedule here. All right, so here we go. You ready? I'm going to. Oh, my heavens. Coach, you may have a hard time with this one now. He's got Miami of Ohio. Ooh, man.
killer.
Is this Murray State? Is that who that MUR? I guess like it's so poor you don't even click on the link. There's no link for it. Okay, so we assume that it's Murray State. Then they played IU. Well, that's a big one there. They beat Notre Dame, which is their resume, right?
That's their calling card right there.
Then they beat Temple. They beat Temple. Boy, that was a big one. Central Florida, Navy. They're good at firing missiles, but not so good in football. Tulane, Tulsa, USF, South Florida, SMU. I mean, SMU's solid. SMU had a decent season. They beat East Carolina. And then he beat Houston 35-20.
Fowler, I hadn't been paying attention to Cincinnati, but that's laughable. That is really laughable. And if I was voting, they wouldn't get my vote for that schedule there. They wouldn't be in the top four.
Yeah, that's not an overly powerful schedule. But hey, they're here. And now's their chance to pick on the giant, right? I mean, you get a chance to crawl in the ring with a champ and see what you got.
Exactly.
You've talked
it. See what you got.
The world and the group of five. Now, I know they're not going to beat group of five, but the group of five depends on you. So,
And the Roberts from Mobile of the world wants to see more teams like that in the playoffs. Expand it.
Something, and this is just me and the gut feeling, this 12-team playoff has hit a little bit of a snag in the road.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about that lately.
Yeah, it just seems to be that, and I think some of it is the bitterness towards the SEC. I think for getting Oklahoma and Texas, it's like that may have been a little bit of a mistake from Greg Sankey. He probably should have got the 12-team playoff if he really wanted it, and not put Oklahoma and Texas in yet, and made that announcement at a later date. Because the thing's not coming to 2025 or maybe before, but you know, right now it's 2025. Mm-hmm. He was asked that last Friday and said that, Thursday. So it feels like that some of these guys are like, hold on, we're not going to give this thing entire to the SEC. So
exactly.
they don't want to give too much power. Just – that's what I feel.
I know it. I mean, if you open it up,
and they may be playing poker. They may be playing poker right now, and they're all putting that poker face out and saying, "Hey, listen, you know, this is what we got." But it seems like that traction that had, you know, what was it, Greg Sankey that said, "It's either 12 or 4, but there's no in between." So doesn't seem to be a lot of chatter, but they'll meet in January, and I don't know if that's around the championship game, but we'll find out. There was nothing.
Speaking of the championship games, Fowler, did Sankey, didn't he come up about possibly moving the SEC championship game?
No, he was asked about it. He really didn't. I mean, it was not. I mean, I'm sure he'll look at it as the footprint begins to move, but I don't think it's going to happen. That's just me.
Well, I wouldn't mind if it rotated.
Not for the immediate future.
I wouldn't mind if it rotated.
Yeah.
New Orleans, Texas, Atlanta, move it around a little bit.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but didn't sound too positive. But he's not going to put his stuff out there. But, hey, Danny, be good to yourself, man. Thank you.
I'm heading to the Cowboy tomorrow then, I guess. We'll get down there so we can find a new place for the restaurant tour.
Yeah, and somebody just said Felix's and Bluegill are two options.
Oh, Bluegill.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy the show, man. After Hours with Fowler. Enjoy it.
Fowler After Dark. Fowler After Dark.
Danny. We'll see you there.
Danny G, Foley, Mitchell. Tuscaloosa. Mitchell, good day. You're in the game, man.
Ryan Fowler, I'm here to report. I was a doubter. Y'all called my name out a while ago.
I did.
On the back part of the grill back there, you got some burnt crumbs.
Well, I tell you what. What we did is we dropped some between the grill grates, and we're going to give to you.
Absolutely.
If you want the crow, you get the crow. It's got a little charcoal, but
give it to me because I deserve all of it.
Yeah. Picking against Alabama Crimson Tide.
That tastes like burnt spicy chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, Ryan. I mean, me, as big as Alabama fan that I am, I had my doubts, and I picked against the great, the Crimson Tide, the great Nick Saban. I should have known, Ryan. I should have known. I mean, my sister was drinking the Kool-Aid, so why didn't I just
follow her? Did she not share? I mean, did she not share with you?
Apparently, she tried, and I just said, I just don't have a good feeling about it, and that's why I picked 34-31 Georgia. But hopefully, you know what they say, ask for forgiveness and then permission or something like that. I forgot how that
plays. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Right. So, I mean, I need forgiveness. I need to be, shown the light and guided right back down the right path. And if I get back in the family, then I'll cherish it forever, and I'll never do that again. So. But, man, how about this? I mean, back-to-back state champions, back-to-back SEC champions, back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners. Can we say back-to-back national champions? I mean, Ryan, it's all looking that way.
Why not? I mean, it looks like we're on a very big path, man. Excited. I'm excited about this team. And that's the team that we've been calling – and griping and grumbling and complaining because this was the team that we thought that we had. And then we just kind of slipped up a little bit. I know development's part of that, and this team grew up in front of our eyes. But they also cannot look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, we gave it all we had for the first 12 games, because they didn't.
Mm-hmm. But in the Auburn game and then a little bit of Arkansas, a little bit of LSU – most of us were all – we had a few words from Mr. Bill O'Brien and old Doug Marrone, and it was night and day difference the way that offensive line played from the Auburn game to the Georgia game.
Sure.
Night and day difference. And I'm not – I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get the wrong idea. I'm not going to, send Bill O'Brien a Christmas card or anything, or Doug Marrone, but – he made some major improvements from one week to the next, and I was very, very impressed. And I know part of it come from Coach Saban telling the guys, hey, y'all are 6.5-point underdog, and nobody's giving y'all a chance. It's the number one team in America. But all those coaches together, they had a game plan. They executed it well. I mean, Bryce Young, he got hurried a couple times but never got sacked. I mean, I put the crimson glasses back on, Ryan, and I may just get the old drill bit out, and just screw them into my head, never remove them.
Yeah.
Like some people happen to wear. I mean, that was the game. That was the best game we played all year. You have to agree with that.
Wouldn't
you agree, Ryan?
Oh, it's not even a question. Like I mean, it's that team showed up and performed at a super high level, and if they play like that, they'll hoist up number 19 up in the state of Indiana, which is so hard to say with national championship. But
right, and I'm not gonna jump on the okay. Well, Cincinnati, you don't have a chance, and all. I'm not doing that. That's truly rat poison. Not even yummy rat poison. Cincinnati may be sitting back going, we hear all the stuff. We know we're 14.5-point underdog. We know we're playing the almighty Alabama. But when all the talking heads start saying, Alabama's going to be playing Georgia or Michigan, I'm thinking Alabama will win and win comfortable. But let's don't overlook poor old Cinderella Cincinnati, okay? I mean, let's don't overlook them, all right? So. That's pretty much all I got, but very impressed.
Max Johnson, LSU, just hit the transfer portal, which is going to be a you know, crazy conversation throughout the offseason. So Mac Johnson hitting the transfer portal down at LSU. They'll have one quarterback for the LSU Bengal Tigers. Anyway.
Very, very interesting on that bit of information. But
well,
we'll talk, obviously, before December 31st. What am I saying? We'll talk before then, but go ahead and give a quick memo out to the Cinderella Cincinnati Bearcats. Hey, it's nothing personal, but you're next. Roll Tide, Ryan.
Thank you. Mitchell, Tuscaloosa, Tommy Daphne, we'll get to you in a couple of minutes. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
City of Tuscaloosa's favorite outdoor ice skating rink is back and better than ever in a new location. Come find us at Government Plaza from November 22nd through January 17th. Skate passes and season tickets can be purchased at holidaysontheplaza.com and make great stocking stuffers. Looking to host a private party or celebration? We've got you covered. Learn more about private party packages at holidaysontheplaza.com.
Talking Alabama Crimson Tide football on Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler in Tuscaloosa on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know. Drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really
All right, so Mitchell came in and collected some crow. Help me keep track. I'm still looking for Dan Woken. Anybody know Dan? Dan, are you around? Dan, put down the trash can and come in. No. Dan Woken to the front of the building, please. Dan Woken to the front of the building. No, Dan? Anybody seen Dan? Okay. Gary Danielson. Gary? Gary! Okay. Gary Danielson. Still no report on him. Let's go to Tommy down in Daphne. Tommy, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Man, Ryan, I'm doing fantastic. I just got off work over here in the Kansas City area and just been kind of listening sporadically here and there. But
man, how long are you there?
To watch the game. I'm here all week. I'll be coming back to Daphne on Saturday morning.
You want some food recommendations?
Well, food recommendations. Well, there's a little place I've been going to about twice since I've been here. It's called a Little Barbecue Joint.
Okay.
And, buddy, I'm going to tell you something. It puts Alabama and my hometown Memphis barbecue in a competition. I mean, whew. Not gone hungry when I left that place.
There's two places. Let's see. It's Kansas City Joe. Is it right? Is it Kansas City Joe? I think, or Joe Kansas City is one. But, yeah, I think it's Joe. Yeah, it is. It's Joe's Kansas City. And the crazy thing, I think it's right on that Nebraska line, so it's just it's but it's easy. It's, you know, if you got a rental car, it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's that's your most famous place. But if you get a chance, find Jack Stack Barbecue, and it's in downtown. I say downtown. It's close to downtown, but Jack Stack Barbecue is absolutely incredible. Go mustard sauce, brisket sandwich. You'll call me later this week and thank me.
Yeah. I'm sure I will, because I know you you've heard me and seen me post and talk about, you know, my affinity for my hometown Memphis Q. And I said
Nebraska, and I misspoke. Joe's Kansas City is actually it's not in Kansas City, Missouri. It's in actually Kansas. So, but it's right there at that corner, right at the, you know, right where all that comes together.
Right. Well, I haven't had a chance to venture out much because I didn't get in until late Sunday afternoon, and you know, went to work Monday morning. But I'll have some time Friday afternoon. Hopefully, I'll get off work probably around noon. I might venture out and go check that out, and I'll report back to you. But yeah, man. But heck, like I said, I didn't even get to watch the game Saturday because I was at my cousin's wedding out in Dallas.
I read that on Facebook. I did. I saw it.
And but man, you know, I'm walking around the street. I watched this other thing that was real cool out there too, called the cattle drive, where they have all the Longhorn steers coming down the road there in the Fort Worth Stockyards. That's an event. And if you've never heard about it or seen it, you ought to check it out, because I'll tell you, something to behold. I call it like Mardi Gras for cattle. Just an interesting deal, you know, for about 5 minutes. These steers walking down the street, and, you know, big old huge Longhorns, just, you know, seems like 10 feet wide. So just a wild looking thing. So, you know, not if you're into that or whatever. I don't know. I wasn't really into it, but I found it very, very interesting. There's something different, you know, for an Alabama guy. So
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah. So what was it again? Like, what's the?
It's called the cattle drive. It's literally called the cattle drive in the Fort Worth Stockyards.
And so are they marching them to the auction, or?
Yeah, they're marching them to be slaughtered, actually, quite frankly.
Oh, are they really? Oh,
it's just kind of a ceremony. Yeah, it's just kind of a ceremony.
Wow. Okay.
It's real intriguing. You got to look it up online later on when you don't, you know, you got free time, which I know you don't have much of, but the, you know, being an Alabama guy and out in the country and like to hunt, I mean, you probably find it kind of interesting. And just,
I got you.
You know, reading about all that. So, but yeah, man.
Is there a restaurant right there close where you can get a steak and you watch old Bertha come through the grill? I mean, is that? No.
Yeah, there's
several.
I'm sure there are. The only time I've been there before was we went there in 2015 when they had ESPN game day set up for us when we played Wisconsin out here, and that's out there. That's the only time I'd ever been. And that was, you know, we just kind of were in and out. And I think my ex-wife and I, we ate at Saltgrass or something over in Arlington, not far from the stadium, but I never really ate anywhere in the Stockyards itself, per se. While we were there, we were just kind of in and out. We had a reception dinner after that at the Drover Hotel, which is, oh my goodness, man, that's like the creme de la creme in that area of town. It's only 4 or 5 months old, but it's just pristine hotel. So if you ever get a chance to go there, that's an event just to go and hang out. Kind of like the Peabody in Memphis. I mean, it's just an event. So that was cool to hang out there and be part of the reception dinner in the hotel and sleep in that hotel. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. But while I was out on the street, kind of before the cattle drive started, I had I'm gonna sport my Bama gear wherever I'm at, unless I'm in my work gear during the week. But so I had my Bama sweatshirt on, and guy came up to me and said, "Yeah, man, Roll Tide." And I looked at him, "Well, Roll Tide." And he said, "Well, I'm a Georgia fan, man." And he kind of looked at me like, you know, "I'm just messing with you, but I'm a Georgia fan, and I think we're gonna have a pretty good game today. I'm looking forward to it, man. I think we're gonna take it to y'all this year." I said, "Yeah, y'all got a good team, you know." And, you know, I was just kind of giving him props, and I said, "I'm, you know, I think we got a good team, but I'm just concerned about our offensive line, and, you know, but I think our defense is good, and I'm confident in our defense, but." You know, I said, "You guys hadn't really been tested." And then he started, yeah, bowing his chest up and everything. And I said, "Well, I tell you what, I was trying to give you some props and everything, but I tell you what, I'm pretty sure Bama's going to have a good day today." And you could tell he was just getting really offended and all that. "Well, I think Georgia's going to take him. You know, I said, "Look, man, the SEC East is nothing. Y'all are weak. Y'all are a very weak conference." I said, "The SEC is the toughest conference in sports." And you could tell he was just, you know, smoke was coming out of his nose and everything. But he said, "Well, I tell you what, you have a good day and good luck." So that was fun. And I just wish I could have seen the guy after the game. But that just the Georgia fans, they were just so aristocratic about this whole game. And I think it's coming from their coach on down. And, you know, it was just fun to kind of shut their mouth, even though I haven't seen any of them. And I'm way out here in Kansas City, Missouri right now, but it's just nice to know that we shut their mouth again. And Kirby is probably never going to beat his daddy. He doesn't have it in him.
I don't think he'll ever get over that hump unless just something happens and Alabama trends, you know, at a downward face quickly. I don't see it happening. I just think that when you look at Kirby, does anybody else ever see those eyes where he looks like he's lost for just a couple of minutes? And I made this comment last week, and this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even put it up on my Facebook post. Kirby's going to Kirby at some point.
It's so funny you said that, because I think I shared this with you the other day. My cousin is from Savannah, Georgia, that I went to his daughter's wedding out in Fort Worth, but he's a big Georgia fan, but he's not really arrogant about it. But he told me, you know, a few weeks ago, he said, man, you know, I tell you what's going to happen. And this was before the Auburn game. He said, I tell you what's going to happen. Y'all are going to beat us twice and win it. And I said, man, I don't know. You know, we've got a lot of holes. You know, we're kind of suspect. You know, I said, I don't know. This might be y'all's year. And he said, no, I'm telling you, Georgia's going to choke again. He said, I'm not even worried about it. He said, that's what's going to happen. Y'all are going to beat us twice. So Sunday morning, we're waking up before he takes me to the airport. And he said, you know what? You know, they always had the term Clemsoning. He said, Georgia is the new Clemson. We're Georgia-ing. And I'm like, wow. I couldn't say anything, but I was in under my breath. I'm like, you're exactly right.
Well, and speaking of Clemson, I want to know what life is like now post Brent Venables, and to see if that's really going to be, you know, is Dabo going to be able to adjust? Because Coach Saban's had to deal with this multiple times, losing big-time coaches, and I'm sure Clemson will get quality in, and they'll hire the best of the best. But I'm going to be very curious to see how much Brent Venables was the brains behind some of that.
So yeah,
just something to kind of keep an
eye
on.
Ryan, I'll get off here. I know you got some
thanks,
other
Tommy.
Callers and everything. I won't keep you up, but man, thanks for your time, and my prayers are still with you on your family and everything, and just God bless you, man.
Thank you, Tommy and Daphne. We'll come back. We'll take calls if you want to jump in. We've got a line waiting on you at 205-342-9904, 205-342-9904. Cole, don't go anywhere. You're going to be first up on the other side, and we'll take your calls. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A cool afternoon, the sky mostly cloudy, the high today 53. Cloudy tonight, the chance of a few showers after midnight, the low at 42. Tomorrow, the chance of a shower during the morning, becoming partly sunny by afternoon, the high 61. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9. It's 47 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The host of the game, Ryan Fowler, and the host of the Martin Houston Show, Martin Houston, have combined to offer a show filled with in-depth analysis of Alabama football and more. Alabama Tradition broadcasts live on Tide 100.9 every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. and is available live and on playback on numerous affiliates around the Southeast. Check out alabamatradition.com for a list of affiliates as well as other great content.
So we welcome you right back into the game here in Tuscaloosa. Tide 100.9, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports. Let's go to Cole in Tuscaloosa. Cole, good afternoon. I hope all is well. Welcome into the game.
Everything's good. Give Gary Harris some crow also, since he was talking about how bad Georgia was going to beat Bama last week.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard Gary stepped off in it. It's what they told me.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what we need to do?
What is it?
We need to get statues for the Heisman Trophy winners that we're about to all have, like four, and stack them by the other side of the coaches on the other side. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll get some. I mean, but we gotta take care of that crow first. Dan Wilkin, Gary Harris, Gary Danielson. But Gary didn't have. I mean, Gary didn't have to eat as much as Gary Danielson.
No.
Gary needs like a buffet, you know, like. Is there a more annoying announcer than Gary Danielson?
Dude, they're the worst. Gary and Byrne, I hate.
Well, I mean, Byrne's been retired. Yeah, it's Brad Nessler. But I think Brad's okay. I don't find
Brad's
him.
Not bad.
Yeah,
it's
I don't find
Gary.
Him.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
it's
like
just,
Gary. Yeah.
It's Gary might as well just put the opposing uniform on and just.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if it's just he's tired of broadcasting Alabama because of CBS. He sees him every week or every other week, and maybe he's just tired of seeing Alabama.
And they're not renewing his contract.
Well, I mean, I thought CBS is getting out of the sports business, or excuse me, on the college football side, right? I mean, they didn't renew the contract, or didn't they didn't win the bid, right?
So, no, I didn't know he was going to keep. I thought they didn't renew his contract. I thought he was going to step down soon or something. I didn't. Maybe not.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about the contract, but did CBS Sports not lose the?
I heard something that he was going to retire, or they didn't renew his contract. Personally, okay. I could be wrong though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And it's still a couple years away, but I think after the 2023 season, I just looked it up. CBS will the current SEC deal expires then, so just kind of keep. SEC leaving CBS, and we'll go to ESPN ABC for those marquee games. So, there you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Why did ABC drop the NFL alone? I never understood that. What happened there? You know how Monday Night Football used to be on ABC a long time ago? What happened? I didn't even know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
I knew it was years ago, but I just didn't know why they went from ABC to ESPN because it's still owned by the same people, ESPN, ABC. All that, like, I don't know why they just
wasn't that about the time that Disney acquired
what was
ESPN?
It could have been.
I think so.
Okay, because I mean that's been a long time, Cole.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I never knew.
Yeah, no, I need, so and I still don't.
Statues in Tuscaloosa, though. I want some housing statues. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, I don't want to copy someone else's tradition, but usually we do it bigger than better than everybody else. But Oklahoma's got a really cool tradition. Now they have a lot more Heisman trophies, or a few more. But they do a really good job with celebrating.
I can't believe we're going to have possibly four. I mean, and we didn't have any. Where was Joe Namath and Sean? I thought they were going to win the Heisman. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, the Bugs used to rub it in our face because they had Heisman trophies. And the Bugs are not going to be able to do that. So they're just going to have to take their medicine. Now, we've done it bigger.
If Sean hadn't gotten hurt that year, I think if he played every game, I think he would have won. Didn't he sit out one game because he was hurt?
Seems like that's true.
Yeah.
Seems like that's true. Where did Sean Alexander, was it third?
He was top three, wasn't he? If he wasn't second, he was third or second or third. Because Dane Cook or Ron Dane.
Then yeah, Ricky Williams won it the previous year. You remember that? That was crazy. When you look at the success that those guys, man, Ron Day was a great player.
Yeah, he was. And Ricky Williams was good too. Oh man, he was fast.
Sure.
A lot of running back. I just hate Ryan didn't get the invite. God, I wanted him to do so well.
Well, and I've been pushing.
I've been pushing Will all year. I love that guy. He's best. He's right there.
But you know, how many more would we have if there wasn't Alabama fatigue syndrome out there?
Well, no. It's crazy. They hate us so much, man.
That's all right. I want us to be
hate
hated
us so much.
Because if we're hated, that means that we're still at the top, man. You want to be hated. Thank you.
You want to.
Thank you, Cole. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, roll tide.
Roll tide. Let's go to J.R. Coker, Alabama. J.R., good afternoon. You're in the game.
Good afternoon, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good.
Extra innings here or overtime, right?
It's Fowler after dark. Yes. It's,
okay.
Yeah, Fowler after dark.
Oh, I hear you.
It's the.
All right. Well, I hear you serving up crow to everybody.
You want some?
Oh, no, I don't have to.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I predicted them to win. You remember I was saying, I believe? It's not like I believe we're going to win. I said, I believe in Alabama. I think you misunderstood that when I said it.
Okay.
But I do believe in Alabama. Yeah, I'll never have to eat crow because I'll always predict Alabama to win. I don't care if it's a 20-point underdog, you know. But I was sure happy about that game. That was really enjoyable.
It was great. I mean, just the way that Alabama controlled the game. And I know we – you know, you're playing a quality
I have a
team.
Doctor. Yeah. I have a doctor friend of mine in Atlanta. I used to live in Atlanta. He's a surgeon. But, we went back and forth the week prior to this game, and he's going, "It's our year, JR. You can count on us." And I wouldn't be so sure. I said, "You know, Alabama has this way about putting the thorn in y'all's side." He hates it. Yeah, but we went back and forth for a little while. He hadn't spoke to me since. He just had texted right after the game and said, "He said he's lost for words."
Gotcha.
Well, all right, brother. I'll try to get back in touch with you.
Thank you, man. It's always good to talk
later
to you.
Hey,
and I'm so shocked that we're not giving something away and you're participating. I mean, I'm thankful, JR. I like to aggravate JR.
Y'all need to do something about that. Give some away.
Okay, I got one bag of authentic pocket lint. You can pick it up at the front. It's all yours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thanks, JR.
All right.
I'll tell you what, we'll mail you one box of absolutely nothing. Just wait for it to be on your
door,
okay?
Do that. Make sure you get all the guys to sign on a card.
Yes.
And then, yeah.
We'll do it.
Okay.
We're just having fun, JR. Hope you have a good day, man.
Likewise.
Let's go to Joe in Duncanville. Joe, good afternoon, man. You're in the game. Hey, Joe. Yes. Okay. Oh. All right. No problem. Joe in Duncanville says that Alabama will lose to the Cincinnati Bearcats. Joe, I didn't think you were like that. Anyway, I reserve the right to make up stuff. But anyway, Joe in Duncanville, a couple of seconds ago, we did not work you in. Appreciate each and every one of you guys. I do remind you that we call this program The Game, and the only way that you can win the big game, the game of life, is to walk daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good night, T-Town. I'll see you tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Martin Houston wakes you up tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. here on Tide 100.9. Good night, T-Town.